You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
I laid in bed at night thinking about which of my ranches I was going to sell first and which of my paintings in my art collection.
Man.
Ooh, that's for a
an ordinary muffin like this could cost $16.
This is NAPU. We are live. This is Sunday, the 25th September, 2011. We have Citizen X, Mr. Oil, Gitmo Slave, and a special guest, Klaatu, joining us. In the morning.
Hey, what? Who we have? What? What?
Well, in the morning, everyone. Feel free, anyone can talk now.
I think they muted their microphones.
Yes, they may.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't talking. Yeah. I was kind of let you guys chime in. But I want to say I'm really happy to have Klaatu in with us. That's kind of nice. And this is Citizen X. Hello.
Hey.
Great to
be Citizen back. Hey, Citizen X. Hey, great to finally hear you.
So without any further extensive radio silence awkwardness, what can I say to everybody today? Well, today is one of those special days that there is quite a little amount of new things, but I'd like to expand a lot on the old things. How does that sound to you, Gitmo Slave? Are you ready to give some more updates?
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, and I'm prepared to update on a few things that I've been playing with as far as the network goes, so continue on, Mr. Oil.
Woohoo! That's fantastic. Alrighty, well, what we have in this store for you guys, as much as I can tell, and not a lot of you noticed, but we have made a bacon switch on our IRC network. And we changed that about a month and a half ago when one of the servers failed. And we switched it to an auxiliary server. Now now it's going back, I think about Wednesday. It will be back in the full service serving all the United States for the primary server. So if you sometimes experience a little bit of lag, well, that will disappear pretty soon. And the other thing is, we have a new show on the stream, which is going live every day, Monday to Friday, and it kicks off at 1400 BST, which is the British Standard Time, and I believe that makes it 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. It's a morning drive show, and it's with Lee Brown. The show's called Dirty Boxers. And my goodness, it's funny, it's extravagant, and it's so wrong for mainstream radio that it's brilliant for us. I recommend to listen. You can download it. It's a podcast. And listen every day live because every day he's making everybody laugh so much.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and it's a really, really funny show. And
so if you need some fluoride in your cup in the morning and a bit of humor, and if you live in Gitmo Nation West, I think it's one of these podcasts that's brilliant for you to listen in the drive time when you're commuting to work, or if you're actually living in New York, maybe that's just when you get to work and your boss barked at you and you say, well, do you know what? I'm going to stick some headphones in and pretend I'm working, but I'm actually going to listen to some dirty humor. So, you know, everybody can work out.
Yes, absolutely. And we've actually got Lee queued up in a top secret back channel somewhere. What? And we are working on getting him into this call. So that will take a while because you have to install .NET for the client we're using, and that's like a 20-minute process by itself.
I actually don't think he will join us. I actually don't, and this is a call out for him. Because I think he needs install the client. And I like how he trashes me on his show. Then I'm returning the favor and trashing him, you know.
Can he handle a simple automated Microsoft install? We will find out live.
Absolutely
on the
not.
And you know what? It's funny you guys are bringing up this big, huge scare that is .NET framework. Sure, it's a security risk, but live a little bit. You can do it. I did recently install this software to take place in the call today, but I had .NET Framework installed because I like Paint.NET, which is my personal Photoshop, which is a free service, but you do have to engage in that .NET Framework. So live a little bit. Make that call.
Well, the real problem is which framework are you talking about? There's four of them. And usually it's framework number two that hangs on you when you're trying to install something. And if that happens...
I had zero issues installing this software, so I
must
have had the right one. Yeah.
Klaatu's right, though. It is weird. They're all independent .NET platforms. Like, they all have their own existence in the universe separate from each other, which I totally don't understand, but, you know... Then you've got that MSVCOW runtime compiler after you reboot that takes, you know, 6 hours to finish installing it, and it's just really frightfully scary.
Yeah, and when you go and read up on the problems people have with it, it's usually you have to install them in a certain order. Otherwise, they just aren't happy with each other. And sometimes with that, it just depends, because usually the automatic Microsoft downloads will install them in the wrong order by default, because, hey, that's Microsoft.
Well, you know, Microsoft, it's, that's, you know, one of the reasons why we set up the PBX, right, is to get off the Skypes, because, you know, I mean, even before Microsoft, it was, you know, getting iffier and iffier. And as Lee would say, having our own PBX is betterer. I can't say it like he does. It blows my mind, but it's betterer.
I agree, it's better. It is better.
Better.
So
betterer.
Kind of testing this out for Adam and John. They do want to move to a different platform as far as how they're audibly sharing the show. Skype was good. I mean, everybody's kind of pointing the finger at when Microsoft took over, and I can agree with that. I have seen efficiency issues as far as, you know, uptime. And, you know, one of the things that Skype did well, it was about a year ago, is I don't remember which numbered update it was, but they did something where they actually considered someone on a lower or a low bandwidth connection, and it started optimizing the call. Sure, it would be delayed, but you would not get those skips and misses that you've been seeing lately with this new Microsoft takeover. And I don't know what happened to that project, but it is no longer really in action as far as I can tell. I've been on some pretty low bandwidth connections as of late, and it's no longer as efficient as it used to be when they were introducing that quote-unquote feature. So it's nice that we're kind of working on this. And again, we should probably mention the name of the program. It is called X-Lite. X-Lite.
Well, funny you mention X-Lite. I have not only one person, Lee actually now as well. After downloading the latest version of X-Lite and installing it, he just got X-Lite has expired.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Usually that means you might have installed it in the past on a different version. But weirdly enough, I reinstalled it 2 days ago on the netbook, and which had expired, and it was working. So, I don't know. I'm on Qt.com right now, which is complete rubbish, but we're working on a long-term proper solution, which will resolve any outstanding issues with codecs, performance, directory services, and all of that business. Yes, Mr. Royal, I do have some funky music underneath us in the background. I was just feeling...
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I was just...
I was feeling groovy, man. I couldn't help it.
I was just...
I'm glad you can hear it, because...
That's a new feature.
Yeah, actually it is.
Well, I cannot hear it on the our top secret communication device, but I can hear it on the monitoring systems that I call is it FOB or FIB? Something that you stick in your ear, and it's just like, you know, in your ear, and it goes like, hey, you're not saying properly. But in this case, I'm only using it to monitor the stream.
Cool.
Next stage will be an implant, and I'll implant into my head, so I have no agenda in my head 24/7.
Chipping oils.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That case, when you do that, it's you know, when you have a voice of God in your head, and when you just wake up in the morning. And you get that kind of fuzzy feeling. It's like, I need some no agenda. I was like, oh yeah, it's right there.
Sorry, I missed all of that because, you know, I must be wearing a sign that says, I'm on the air. Please stand at the door talking and making lots of noise. So if you guys just heard a kerfuffle coming through my mic, that was unfortunate, and I apologize profusely. And also, Lee is commenting on the back channel. He said, hey, there's this porno music from the 70s coming through the stream. What's going on with that?
What?
So, yes, there is. It's in your honor. It's music to install by.
Okay, Gitmo Slave If you don't mind, let's ask Citizen X. She had some something to do with the stream this week, and some kerfuffles and some updates. So, Citizen X, what happened?
I had nothing to do with the stream. I don't know what that's about. I've been playing in a certain avenue here, the No Agenda DNS. I don't know. I now have a question I need to ask you guys about because, well, I thought I was using the No Agenda DNS and really saw it flawless, no change, thinking, you know, that's really what you want to hear when you change DNS servers.
Has left the conference.
Oh.
Another one right. Bites the dust.
Yeah, well, fallen soldier. Anyway, my site, when you land on my site, I have a little app running on one of the sidebars that lets me know if I'm running DNS, open DNS. And if I'm running open DNS, it says, yay, you're running open DNS. But if not, you'll get a, you know, thing inviting you to use open DNS. So I thought I had changed my DNS servers on the router, saved it. But when I go to my site, it's not rendering that.
Is now in the conference.
I was back. All right. I don't know. Maybe I need to redo it. I'm not convinced until I don't see that anymore, until I see the you need to try open DNS when I go to my site. So just saying, I want to throw it out there, but I thought I was using it. So it's actually not really an update.
I think the plugin you have on your site, use cookies, and until you clear that, and I've seen some of those servers actually use a super cookie in the flash form.
No, it's not a cookie issue, because there are times when I am on a different DNS, if you will, and I will get that. I will see it instantly without, you know, flushing cookies or anything like that. It will automatically just detect right away. So I did consider that, so I think I need to just...
Okay, tell me, what's your site?
Oh, it's TANJENTS.com. So it's like tangents.com, but not correctly spelled. Instead of a G, you can just put in a J. And it's on the left side, sorry, right side link down. You'll see my sidebar. It's in the sidebar near the top, though.
Okay, I'll have a look, and I'll let you know through the show.
Well, I mean, I know it works. It's really nothing you need to look at. I need to double check.
Is it the orangey side?
I'm sorry?
It's black and orange. It's black and orange. Black and orange. Okay,
yeah, it's black and orange. But what I've done, I've already put in the 85.214.40.235. However, and here's what I'm wondering, did I need to also change it in Windows? Because I can have it set up in router, but then I also need to set it in Windows, because I think when I'm actually browsing, it's usually the Windows setting rather than the router settings. I think that's the go-to. Did that make sense?
Right. Well, yeah, it does. I'm on your site now, and it says, use Open DNS, get started.
Yeah, I think now that I'm talking out loud, it's all coming to fruition. I actually need to backtrack a little bit and set my Windows on DNS. And Windows 9 and Windows 7. Gosh, the start menu, the start search that we get. You just type in DNS, it takes you right to where you need to be to reset
them. If I remember correctly, my all times of DNS, you can set it up manually if you go to your network properties and click on the TCP/IP.
Yeah.
And in there, instead of picking up automatically, you assign yourself a static IP from your router.
Right.
And in after that, you can put your manual DNS.
Right. All right, doing that now. I'll be working on that. You guys can cover some other things that might be happening here on the No Agenda.
All right, well, yeah. Yeah, like everybody listeners now might be asking, the new listeners, what the hell we're talking about. Well, of course, we are talking about No Agenda DNS server. It's free to use, and we do not track anything. We do not record, store any information, because that actually would require somebody bother to put something to store the traffic information. We do not do that. We simply pass the data through requests, and make sure that you get all the traffic that you required. Now, why DNS is important? Well, basically, if you use your ISP DNS and they decide or been ordered by someone to say, well, if you put CNN.com, it'll go to, I don't know, noagendashow.com, then that would happen. And nothing that you can do will change that. But if you have alternative DNS server that has no agenda and pass your traffic through as it's supposed to happen, then yeah. And on top of that, we have an additional services on our DNS. It's the top level domains, which is ITM. And it only exists on our private network. So if you would like to go to chat.itm and being on our DNS server, it will take you straight away to the chat page, or show.itm. It'll take you to the show page where Adam and John explain what this show is about, latest episodes available to download, and ability to donate. And here's another thing I wanted to recommend to you. Go to nadns.net, and it's a simple page. You see all the names and IP addresses, what you need to set it up. And just click on stats, and you will see the efficiency of the traffic that passing through. Bear in mind that's the data, raw data passing through, and the time lags, delays, and everything. So it's some good resource. I use it all the time on all my machines. Even on my iPhone, I have an ADNS set up just to make sure that it works the way I want it to. And maybe a little bit of a paranoia there, but yeah, that's just me.
Don't everyone come in at once then.
Yeah, no. Now, on the second note, on the project of redesigning and redeveloping the website for No Agenda Chat and No Agenda Stream. Now, I've been a little bit of a douchebag lately and not having some time to do it. And some of the people that initially volunteered the time to help me out with it had the time taken out of them, so unfortunately they could not help. Bear it there, people, it's coming, it will be totally rocking. You can see the progress of the site. I mean, it's open to public now. You can go to noagendamix.com and you will see how the development is progressing and how everything is building up. Now, if you have some issues or recommendations, or you want to contribute with the design, graphics, code, whichever you can do, most of the help is welcome. You can email myself, mroyal@nagradio.com, which is nagradio.com, and help us out. And of course, your name will be mentioned if you wanted to in the credits. Unfortunately, there will be no dough for spare, because everything needs to be sent to Adam and John just to make sure they keep the show alive. At this stage, I would like to give a little plug, devora.org/NA, or you can go to noagendabank.com. I thought it was a funny domain, so noagendabank.com. Go, give some money to them. It's worth it. Ooh. Also, after sipping my cup of tea, which is a good tradition to do on this show, I've heard on the show that there was a call out for people to donate about $10 per show for every single live stream. Is that right?
Yeah, Adam's been tagging that on the very last part of the show. I think it's a different revenue model that he's been kind of considering, but what he's been doing, as you said, he'll kind of mention it during the show, yeah, and at the end, I'm going to do something, and that's how we kind of introduced it first off, which was about three shows ago. So then, three shows ago, you know, they got some money in, so now I think he's going to continue to do that. I just think what he's doing is just trying to reiterate, you know, the value for value map, the model. And he's going back to, you know, an example. If you sat here for 2 hours and listened to this, or listened to this while you were working, or however you were engaging in the stream, we do have numbers. We see who's listening. We know how many are listening. He's just saying, I just want to see it make sense money-wise. So I'm not really giving him a hard time for that, but that's what he's been doing.
Oh, absolutely. Now, here's the question, okay? And Adam, I hope if you're listening, if you disagree with this, please let me know. How about we do one of the show as a premium broadcast and other one as a normal? I mean, if people would people
you say
on,
that
a chat room
you
now
it
engage.
Like it's not already been considered. It's already been considered with show 200.5. We said, hey, you know, donate, you're going to get the special show. And that's what happened. The people who donated did get the email with the show link in there. But eventually, as happens on the internet, the show became a public venue. So they've already decided that if they can get it for free, they're not going to pay. So that doesn't work. And I think they've already explored and decided that. So
yeah, but the thing is, I understand, although I believe there was a more donation been made through that show or not. Now, here's the little catcher. I'm not talking about a huge amount of money. And I'm not talking about doing a simple link via email. I'm talking about I would be willing and able to donate my time, my resources to set up a featured premium podcast behind a professional paywall, where it doesn't matter if you have a URL to the site, you would still need to be a registered user. Would that be throwing money in a pit of fire, or is there something to explore there?
Well, if you ask me, I say we explore all means to their ends, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't, you know. Frankly, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all here's the idea. Yeah, sorry, give myself. Carry on.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, everybody's feeling the pinch, you know. Everybody's, you know, getting what old bummer's cooking for dinner. And, you know, it's tough, but there's you know, I mean, geez, you know, I have a Java monster I bought, you know. Gee, well, you know, I could skip that one day and donate something, you know. Geez, if I'm getting something valuable back for it, why wouldn't I? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, how about this? If we see, there's a lot of douchebags and there's a lot of people that will just mooch out of a free podcast. Okay, fair enough. How about leaving podcast as it is? But for all of those people that are interested in donating, but don't like PayPal option or don't like this option or don't like that, we can set up parallel on the same stream behind paywall a little bit of extra content on that podcast. And I know some people wouldn't mind spend some time adding or producing or I don't know something like that, because it bleeds my heart to hear.
Yeah, the bottom line is the people who aren't paying now, you know, with at least a monthly $5 donation, are not going to pay for extra content. That's the demographic you're looking at. That's just my opinion, but I think that's what we're kind of looking at.
What if I give him an free burger with this sound in it?
I really, again, I'm not trying to be the bad guy here. I'm just saying that it's been hashed out. Everything's really been considered. And if they're not already giving, it's already been learned that they're not going to give for additional content.
Right. All right, well, maybe I'm just a bit of
no,
a
desperado here. No, I mean, throw the ideas out there, whatever it takes. I'm not, you know, trying to say, you know, your ideas are bad. I'm saying that it's a good idea. Yes, lots of other people have tried that, and these are just kind of the things that we've already learned. So, again, it's just part of that learning from our history. We're bound to repeat it. And, again, just my opinion, but these are just some of the things that I've kind of picked up along the way. We could find a different way to make that work, possibly, but again, just looking for more ideas like this on how we can monetize and, gosh, just make these guys feel a little bit more appreciated.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what I think of, and I see the numbers, and we monitor the stream every day that the show is broadcasted. Even if I'm on holiday, even if I'm somewhere remote located, I always have my monitors open up. Even if I can't come on a show, or I would still monitor and see that everything goes smoothly. And last week, there was some sort of errors going on, and to be honest, the stream was going perfectly fine, and the only implementation that Gitmos Life and I did to the stream is that when Adams or any encoder's link drops the server, it plays the sweeper. And the connection was going bad, and the sweeper was coming up all the time.
Yeah.
So that was annoying. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was one of the things I did notice on Thursday, was that we understood the stream was kind of crapping out inconsistently. It would just kind of, 3 minutes would be good, and then 10 minutes would be good, but then when it did kind of reset itself, we were getting that pre-roll.
Yeah, well,
and I had asked,
how easy
is it to kind of shut that off, because that would have made that little cutoff transition so much better if we didn't have that pre-roll running, because it was kind of auto-set to do that. But I learned that it would actually take resetting and doing some changes. But I don't know how easy would that be. Just kind of have like a checkbox for that pre-roll, so that if it does start to crap out, especially during no agenda, that we do have the ability to kind of shut that off easily and quickly.
It's off, and essentially...
Lee.
Oh, welcome. Joining us live. Look, joining us live now is Lee trying to find his pound key.
He's
now in the conference.
Welcome, Mr. Lee Brown, who could not find his pound key. What, Pinky? So...
What, dear boy? What? Yes.
Okay, so, guys, hold on. Before we get into that, let us finish with Citizen X. So, what happened is our attempt to silence the silence that happens when the stream goes down was actually flawed in its intent, because that started to be really annoying. But what actually got really upsetting at some stage is when those people that listen on the stream, and I appreciate that it's a minority of them, that majority actually supported what we were doing, I started slamming the people that monitor the stream and making sure that everything works. And it's sending PM messages to myself, and I'm not sure if Gitmos Live got some or not. But, I mean, seriously, has those people even contributed in the slightest to anything and have an ability to go and moan and groan about it? And, fair enough. I mean, negative feedback is always welcome, and I appreciate it. But some of the things that was said, it was really... really, really out of bounds. So,
well, I want to add something.
I mean, we most.
In fact, just to, so everybody gets the whole picture, and why this is stinging oils the way that it is, we do listen to people, and their feedback. And oils sent me a message from a. We'll leave the person's name out of it, because probably they'd rather that be the case. And they had some really good feedback, and on a number of points. One of them was how bad it sucks when there is a technical issue that, whatever you're listening with just craps out and there's nothing. So we did some research, and Adam's saying on the stream regarding negative feedback, that's what the world is like. I get it all the time. Amen, brother. But on the positive feedback side, we were trying to... put in place some suggestions by a listener, and as it turned out, when it was practically applied, looked good on paper, didn't work as well as we'd hoped in practice. So, unfortunately, we couldn't fix it during the show, because that would have really caused mega problems. But it was fixed and taken away, and we learned something from that.
Yeah, it was fixed actually that show, and that was great. But as far as negative feedback, now I understand, anytime you throw yourself out there online, you're always going to need to have a strong backbone and accept that you're going to get negative feedback, regardless of what you're doing. However, that doesn't mean that there's not an importance to sift through the negative feedback and see if there are improvements that you can make. And that's kind of what this rant was about. He was just like,
absolutely.
I want to listen live, I want to partake of the community, but I'm having this problem. I think those are things that actually do need to be addressed, and it should not be thrown into that pile of negative feedback and just forgotten about. No, sift through it and find out what's wrong and make it user accessible. I mean, that's really important to grow the show.
Oh, absolutely. Every single piece of feedback is read and listened. I mean, sometimes we actually call back people, obviously not on the stream, but we call them back and say, look, I've read this email, what exactly do you mean? Or if we can't call the person, then we shoot the email back and talk extensively and say, yeah, okay, this and this and that.
Yeah, some and of the again, issues, get those annoying things, that we work, you know, get the annoying statistics, you know, how are you connecting, you know, what are you using, what error message you're receiving, if any, and, you know, yeah, there's going to take a little bit of time to kind of resolve the issue, but it's worth it. I think we can take time on something like that rather than, you know, just a blatant comment that we can all just, like, throw to the wind.
No, never. The thing is, the way I believe this is constructed, it's solely on negative feedback. And I explain my statement. I prefer to hear people hate me and they hate what I do. That way I can correct it into the way that it will work for everybody. You can never please every single one of your customer listeners or followers. But
if offered the challenge,
make good to majority.
Yeah, if offered the challenge to the guy in Nairobi who's on this like strange low connection, you know. By the way, is the Lo-Fi No Agenda stream still up and running? And do I have the correct link for that?
Absolutely.
Let me make sure that what I have is correct because I will occasionally throw it out, but I had it for a while now and I don't know if it's still. Low bitrate stream, lofi.noagendamix.com, 800, listen, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure that was right. So, we do have
no.
a...
I don't think
no?
that was the right port.
The port's supposed to be
84. Hold on.
It's up, because that was
this
what you just
what
heard.
This is what I have for lofi, it's in the chat. It should be something better.
The
I need to know, because...
The port is 8064.
Instead of 8,000?
Yeah, Citizen X and everybody that's listening, if you go to noagendamix.com, there's all streams available. It will be
well, now,
on the right-hand side.
I think I got this one from noagendastream.com, so maybe we need to update that. You know, this is the landing page.
Yeah, actually,
the current landing page.
The chat.net link to Lo-Fi is wrong, Oils, actually.
Correct. Okay, I'll fix that in next half an hour.
Okay, so what's correct? The 8064 then, or?
Well, that 8064 is absolutely definitely the right port because I'm the one streaming
it. For the Lo-Fi.
And I just looked at the encoder.
For the Lo-Fi, okay.
Yeah. Oddly enough, you know, we had this crazy idea of having lo-fi, medium-fi, and hi-fi, and for some reason I ended up running lo-fi on what would have been the medium-fi, just silliness on my part. So, but yeah, so that's why that's what the port number is, and I think until Oils fixes it, I don't think we can give out the right answer because I think the A record in the DNS is borked. So, We'll send out a tweet or something when it's sorted.
So, totally liking the bork. Oh, I love that. And wonked. That's my other favorite tech term. Borkedandwonked.com. Maybe that's available. All right. So, but it's just good to know that it's out there. If you really do have a crappy connection, not on a smartphone, just trying to listen. Again, you know, get Monation. We're trying to be global here, and we have to consider that there are people out there who do want to listen that aren't...
Well, Citizen X, here's another update. You reminded me right now. Starting next week, and this is if it's on my things to do before Friday, so it will be happening, we will be having a limited amount of numbers that you can call in, probably starting with Gitmo Nation West, which is US of A, and if you have no... internet connection, you can actually call that number and listen to the shows live, well, to the stream itself live. It will be
great.
Limited amount of callers in available to start off because, yes, unfortunately, that still costs, so we'll be throwing some of those in. But, yes, I'm probably start with 10 next week and see how that grows. So it'll be something like if you call in and you have a menu message, and it says if you'd like to listen to the live stream, press 5 now. And it'll press 5 and you'll be permanently on hold and listen to the stream.
No pressure on me. That's my cue, you see.
No pressure whatsoever.
I have to make that work. But yes, essentially that's the idea. And yeah, as for the call in news thing, you know, that's another project. Not to say we're not working on it, but where in the continuum of time concurrencies that happens to lay at this exact second, I'm more concerned right now with finding the correct codecs for the PBX that offer the quality of service that is required for live streamage, and getting that in place and the client distributed, branded, deployed, you know. And then all these other things will start to fall into place once that's fixed. I mean, obviously, we're on the PBX right now. We're talking, but when Adam and John tested it, it was total shite. So we can't have that, and we're going to fix that, and then we'll move other fronts forward. So we're just kind of hanging around waiting for me to figure that out, and that also ties in with the client software that Mr. Royal and I are working on. So stay tuned. We'll have updates on that in the very near future.
Exactly. Now, shall we change a note of this update and go a bit over into comedy? How's that?
Comedy?
Yeah, a little bit of a comedy. Basically, started from Monday, I believe, we were already having another live show on the stream. And as I was mentioning at the beginning of this show, it's called Dirty Boxes. And I believe the host and the man behind Dirty Boxes, or better say, inside of the Dirty Boxes, is Lee Brown. And I think we have him online.
In the morning, everybody. How are you doing?
In the morning.
In the morning.
Hey.
How the devil? You all right? Ooh, delay.
So, Lee, tell us. Yeah, it's actually no delay, but we love a good awkward silence.
Oh, lovely. Okay. At least I
know
now.
In the morning, Lee.
Right.
In the morning, Lee.
In the morning. In the morning, love. How you doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging out with the guys, doing a producer's update. Glad to be back. And yeah, Dirty Boxers, kind of tell us about it. I've been to the site recently. I have to say, I wasn't aware of the show.
Has left the conference.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Somebody dropped out in the middle of our go. So go ahead.
I have I have checked out the website, but can you give me a quick synopsis of what you're up to over there and how you're going to be producing content for the stream?
Oh no, no pressure. The show is the tagline for the show is tongue in cheek, geeky chic. I know Mr. Oil said, gave me huge pressure there, saying, oh, let's talk about some comedy. And it's like, it's not supposed to be comedic. It's supposed to be entertaining. If you call it comedy...
I'm sorry, really, but every time I listen to your show, I'm actually pissing myself on the floor, and sometimes in stitches that I can't even get up. Especially, imagine this scenario. On Friday, there was a big football going on, and I'm on this absolutely stinky train that I had to catch because everything just went wrong. Mm-hmm. And then you come up with the to put into the family show perspective of asking about Christmas presents.
Oh no.
Oh, that was
right,
good.
Yeah.
That was absolutely brilliant in so many ways. And I had my latte in front of me, and I just took a sip and managed to swallow it. If that didn't happen, I swear I would spat on the back of the head of someone in front of me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. But I'm not trying to make it sound as if it's comedic. I don't like that pressure. Like, at the moment, we're trying to rig the podcast awards. And everyone keeps going, oh, we'll put you down for comedy. It's like, no. No, because if people start tuning in because they think it's going to be funny, it blatantly isn't going to be funny.
So your agenda is really not so much to make us laugh, but what would you say your agenda would be as far as...
My agenda?
Not agenda, okay. What would you say you want your audience to walk away with?
The concept at the moment... Well, we have several different things. The concept is to be like a scrapbook of ideas. So I really would like to try and start to encourage. And we did do it before, and it kind of worked, but it kind of died out and fizzled out, unfortunately. But try and be a scrapbook of ideas where people can send in maybe small MP3s about what they're doing or where they are on Friday.
Let's try to drill down a little bit more. Like a concept of ideas. Where are the ideas pulling from? You want to be more tech-related, geeky-related, or are you talking about social media? Are you talking about anything web-related? How do you drill down? What is your actual subject?
That's the thing. There is no subject. I was actually going to ask Mr. Oil and Gitmo Slave to actually try to explain Dirty Boxes. The whole concept is to try and be as weird and kind of out there as possible, have no blinkers. We can talk about anything in a kind of a light-hearted, open-minded, trying to be open-sourced right now as well.
So when people can send in. When you say that we can talk about anything, so you have something running on the site where you're at least accepting comments, or is there a forum set up? How are you sharing ideas?
Well, put it this way. Okay, this is from a listener perspective. I have to say I have nothing to do with the show. All I do is a simulcast Lee's show live on Nodge in the Stream. And it's been rebroadcasted on our stream after Lee posts the podcast on. But put it this way, one day Lee had a crusade on Piers Brosnan.
Piers Morgan.
My apologies. Piers Morgan, his agenda of getting so high, this is Lee's agenda, getting so high in the media hierarchy that he can be introduced to Piers Morgan and then bitch slap him and take him back to UK.
Yes.
The next day, although maintaining the main agenda, he had a crusade on Tesco's and the abhorrent attitude towards confectionery, and he actually went and called newspapers to get the attention for the news article that he just made up. And to get Tesco's to remove that sign that irked him off. And most of that he did live on the show. And I was just sitting there, and at some stages I'm like, hold on a second, is this guy for real?
Cheers.
And it's true.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
That kind of situation I want more.
Cheers.
Yeah.
The problem is with the show is that there is no particular topic for the show. It's literally whatever the listeners want to talk about. They can email me in some subjects, or we have the love site over the Nazi regime, facebook.com, where people can submit stories there. It could be weird news, it could be politics, it could be anything. And we can all sit down and discuss it in the brand new chat room that now finally works because of the sysadmins.
Okay, so you've got a chat room, you're utilizing Facebook, and you're utilizing email as far as your fans trying to contribute to the show and offer up subjects.
Pretty much anything.
Okay.
We are digital herpes. We are smeared everywhere. We are literally anywhere you can find us.
Digital herpes. See, I like digital Doritos better because you can't eat just one, so it kind of... Digital Doritos is so much more better than digital herpes. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Same difference. But yeah, it's a... I think that's the only downside to the show, is that because it's so, I suppose, vague, and we can talk about anything, it's very difficult to try and get, like, obviously no agenda. It's a media assassination, and we, you know, brilliantly, we pick through together as a community what's going on in the world and how it affects us or could affect us and that kind of thing. And there is a even though it's a no agenda, there is a particular subject of discussion. For Dirty Boxers, there is no not necessarily have that particular kind of agenda, I suppose. Did that make sense at all, or am I just being Sunday night, can't quite think right now.
No, it made sense. I do understand what you're doing. I really do like it, and it's funny because my site is tangents.com, which is pretty much that. I'm just spitting out stuff. If I can't fit it into 140 characters, which, you know, the microblogging has killed my blog, but if I need more than 140 characters, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing over at my site. So, again, if somebody asked me what the subject was, I'm more, you know, it's more of a internet portal more than anything. But, yeah, every once in a while there'll be some, you know, some sort of content where I needed to kind of maybe explain something or, you know. So it's neat, kind of what we get to do, our little voices that we have in the corners of the web that we decide to publish to. So that's kind of interesting, and I'm glad to hear about it and learn about it today. And I do now have it bookmarked, and I'll be signing up for the podcast, checking it out. And, of course, anybody who knows me, I will let you know what I think.
Well, stay on the stream because Lee Brown's Dirty Boxes are coming straight after this show.
Yes, we have...
Which episode have you decided to use, by the way?
Find out if you stay tuned.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Now, do you have a preferred episode that he should play? Can we maybe do that for him?
We did offer that, you see, but... Yes.
But you thought there was something
better? Please don't. You sound such a...
What's
see,
happening?
I have to agree there with the lead. No, see, Gitmo Slave was trying to do a British accent.
And I sound like an Aussie.
He comes... He sounds like an Aussie.
Or an arse, anyway. Well, I'll
the episode we chose, it's Friday's episode that hasn't been broadcasted on No Agenda due to fault of yours truly. And we'll be broadcasting.
Okay, Mr. Oil, stop blaming yourself. And I think this is half your upset on the previous comment and the negativity that you received is because you've invested so much time and so much effort, and between all of you and all the sysadmins, it's now turned maybe a little bit personal, and you do get it cuts deep when bad things happen. And you know, you explained it on the show. You did call in, which I really did appreciate, live while we were doing it. And you explained the situation. And I think maybe that's something that you may need to think about as while the stream, if there are issues with the stream, maybe have a, oh, crap, there is something going on. And at least tell the listeners, this is what's happening. Bear with us, so at least people are informed, and so don't kick up so much crap. Does that make sense?
It doesn't work that way because everybody is the owner of you, and put it this way, if the stream goes down, the chat room would be filled up, hey, stream's down.
Yeah.
And they would repeat that for about next 15 minutes. I seriously do, and please, just keep me in shape, because that's what does it. There's no better motivation than a slap in the face. That's, I believe.
Oh, don't say that, because that will ruin my mission statement to bitch slap Piers Morgan. Now, if that's going to encourage him more...
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but he's from a douchebag mold. See, it doesn't work that way for them.
Oh, okay, that's all right then. Yeah. I was worried for a second.
By the way, here's the thing. I want some feedback from our listeners. So if you go to noagendamix.com, the site we're developing now, you will see the ticker tape of news that's scrolling on the middle top of the screen. Now, tell me if anybody can come up with a better solution to implement a ticker tape on the site of that kind of design. And if so, Mr. Oil at noagendareport.com. Or no agenda, no, so what? Mr. Oil at nagradio.com. Inadvertently plugging my other site there. But yeah, and just let me know what you would like to do.
Hold on, I just pulled up the site, again, No Agenda Mix, and I'm looking for the ticker tape. Oh yeah, that is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
All right. The first thing I would do, if we have a way of changing the background to make it black and the text being white.
The feedback I would like is preferably in writing form, because my attention span right now is
I don't want to hear it now. I want to put it on a back burner. Please send me an email. I got you.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's because when I'm concentrating on something, I'll have all my notes in front of me, and I can deal with it. But if I don't have it somewhere in the back of my mind, I'll screw it up.
Yeah, I get it. No, I understand. I'll send you... the basic things you could do. I mean, at least it's not like the blinking. It's not like, 2002 blinking, or 1999, I should say, blinking text. So there is still use.
That.
I believe there's still use for ticker tape information scrolling. Lord knows all of our news networks are using it, so why aren't we still using it on websites just to avoid, you know, some sort of, shame for using such things as web developers, but they're still useful.
Is now
so
in the conference.
I agree that, keep it going, but yeah, we do need to clean it up a little bit, make it more integrated into the actual design of the site, I think is what's missing. So I'll send you my suggestions. Definitely.
I'll send you some myself.
Cool.
I promised I would, and I haven't just got round to it, I'm afraid, so I will do that. I'm opening Photoshop right now. I'm going to do it. You've been warned.
He says it like a threat.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
you do it. Yes, do that. And, of course, yes, everybody in the chat room, please, if you have any comments, suggestions, MrOil@nagradio.com, all of those are welcome. And I will definitely look into it. I assigned a day of this week just to deal with the design of a NoAgendaRadio.com website, or NagRadio.com. And yes, so please, by Wednesday, otherwise it will be put on the back burner, and probably until next year. So until Wednesday, that's the deadline for suggestions.
And it has to be in the form of a TPS report, right?
No. plain text can do as well.
All right.
And that's pretty much from myself.
So so we're going to say adieu to you and you and you. We are going to...
Can you stop nicking my stuff?
Yes, I can't help myself. You're so brilliant. I just love it. You
okay.
See. It's flattery. It's
okay.
Flattery.
It's mad
flattery.
On my T-shirt.
Okay. All right. What's that? You're sending me a T-shirt? Brilliant. Thank you. No.
Can I have that on a T-shirt?
Oh, right. You're sending me a T-shirt. Okay. Anyway.
Am I? Okay.
Oh dear God, we're nuts. But it's good. So we're coming up on a bit over an hour of No Agenda Update, and we've got an episode of Lee Brown's Dirty Boxes queued up. So
stop saying it like that.
Should I say, "Hey man, we got some Lee Brown's Dirty Boxers coming up here on the stream, man."
I understand why you're saying it like that. I get it.
Well,
I know.
You'll get it.
Rude.
No, it's not. It's not. That's how your tag guy talker man.
The vernacular.
Thingy says
you're
it.
Speaking within your vernacular.
Oh boy, I certainly have to look that word up. I'm not sure what just happened. I'm sorry if I've touched your vernacular in any way that offends you. I apologize.
Can I have that in writing, please?
Yes, I'll send you an email just after the show.
Wonderful, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
But was it always dirty boxes?
yes, it has always been dirty boxes. Can I just, health and safety reminder, it's always dirtyboxes.net, never.com. Okay.
No,
it's
never.
Not work
never,
safe.
Never.
Never. Dot com is not work safe. .net is a little bit better.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think I was there.
Now, okay, so everybody, let's wrap this baby up, and where you can find those crazy people that have been talking to you. Okay, I'll carry on. One of them will be at Gitmo Slave on Twitters, or he's also on the Nag Radio email list, so gitmoslave@nagradio.com. The other one, on the other corner, whoa, hit my mic, will be tangent at tangents. Is that right?
No, no. The best way is at tangents, tangents.com, or about.me/citizenx. I haven't used that before. I'm going to start using it. It's just a great catch-all for me.
Ooh. Yes, it is.
Well, somebody's got
and,
really
Klaatu,
low
where are you?
Hey, I'm at Klaatu on Twitter, and you can catch me at klaatu.tumblr.com, and klaatu@pobox.com for email.
But I'm still calling you Klau.
Whatever.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever.
You can call me Betty.
Whatever that crazy girl says, those, yeah.
Lee, where can we find you?
Oh dear. You can find me over at, on Twitter, at Dirty Boxers. There's going to be a theme here. Dirtyboxers.net, or alternatively, facebook.com/DB Podcast. That's Delta Bravo Podcast. And you can submit news and weird stuff there for us to talk about on the show.
And Lee Brown's Dirty Boxers show is every day, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. UK time, and from there on you follow it out and work it out how it gets to your timetable.
That involves maths.
Yeah, we don't do the maths thing. Math bad.
No.
Train's good, math bad.
Google it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, without further ado, we will say goodbye to everyone and thank you, everyone, for joining us for today's NAPU. Lee, thank you. We're going to, as soon as we finish saying goodbye, I am going to segue the stream to play the mystery episode of Dirty Boxers that we talked about in email, so it's only a mystery to everybody else. And that way everybody will get a chance to hear what it's about, sort of a, you know, a little, well, it's not a preview, it's going to be the whole episode, but... you know, they'll hear it and then they'll say, "Oh my God, tomorrow's Monday. I'm on the stream at 9 o'clock. Bang on."
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Good luck. Don't forget, it's open-minded and open-sourced. As long as they've got that disclaimer somewhere near their monitor while listening, we should be okay. I don't want seriously bad emails being sent to, you know, Adam and John saying, "What on earth is this doing on the stream?"
No, I've heard.
Good luck.
I've heard the show and it's you know how like you can watch a Disney film. Not that anyone would do that because they could be considered evil if you think that way. But how you've got the part that the parents get.
Oh God.
And you got the part that the kids get, and some stuff goes right over the kids' head, and the parents are ha ha ha, and the kids are looking at their parents like, "That's what are they? Why are you laughing? That's not funny." And they're just like, "Hee hee, woo, wing." So
yeah.
Yeah, it's perfectly safe, and we are very open-minded. We are
Corbin.
so it should be good.
You keep telling yourself, "Yes, we are open-minded. Yes, we are." Right.
I think
okay,
it'll go
cool.
over smashingly. I think it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Have you heard it?
No, but
not yet.
Going
she's
to.
About to.
Oh dear.
I'm going to. I'm new as of a few hours ago.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I wish I had better things to say.
That's
all right. But like I said, I will keep you informed as to what I think. And it's we'll very see. Rare that I would hear something on the stream that I would be like emailing Adam and John saying, "Get this off." So the fact that you said that, I'm kind of interested in what you're doing. So
yeah,
hey, way
exactly.
to plug it. Yeah.
All right. Well, Mr.
And we're
going to
hear in a minute, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be on just in a second. So Mr. Royal has to get going.
Yes, I do.
So thank you, everybody, and I'm going to segue us off into Lee's show.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, in the morning from me.
In the morning.
Oh. In the morning.
Over and out.
Everybody.
Citizen X.
Show us support by donating to No Agenda. Imagine all the people who could do that. Oh yeah, that'd be fab. Yeah, on No Agenda.
In the morning, this is Gitmo Slave, and I donate to No Agenda.
Dvorak.org
NAPU.com/NA.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.